So when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami got the inspiration to present the Chaitanya Charitamritam, he knew that Vrindavan Das Thakur had already presented Mahaprabhu's history in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he was reluctant, not eager for the name and fame that might accompany such a thing, but very reluctant. So one by one, approaching devotees to see should he undertake this or not. And one by one, they encouraged him to do so because they said, what you're presenting, some new light is coming to us. A new way of viewing Mahaprabhu is coming from your descriptions that is in line with what was presented previously, but is actually something deeper and more enriching and surpassing and must be revealed to the world. So with the blessings, as he tells in the beginning, of the Haridas priest who used to read the Chaitanya Bhagavad, and we're told that when he would read the Chaitanya Bhagavad in the assemblage of Vaishnavas, it appeared as though streams of nectar were pouring out of the moon. There was the moon with streams of nectar pouring out of it, and an assembly of stars. So all those Vaishnavas, they're all illuminated with their divine realization, and this moon-like devotee, streams of nectar pouring from him in the form of Chaitanya Leela. He told Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, you must reveal these things about Mahaprabhu, otherwise this will not be known in the world. As Srila Gurudev mentioned this morning, that these slokas, many slokas have been composed by Srup Damodar, Rupa Goswami and others to draw out this specific conception of Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolitam Nome Krishna Surupam, that Krishna himself has been converted into a devotee. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, we're told the Bhakta Bhava, the devotion, the mood of the devotees is gradually coming out of Nimai Pandit. But in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Madhya Leela, which we're reading here in the second chapter, saying in the last 12 years of the life of Mahaprabhu, that some specific mood of devotion was relished by him repeatedly. And what is that? Radha Bhava Dyuti, Radha Bhava Murti. He became the personification of the emotions from the heart of Srimati Radharani. Specifically, it says, day and night, the type of mood of devotion she expressed in the presence of Uddhava when he came with his message of consolation from Krishna from Dwaraka. At that time, Radharani exhibited her divine madness in separation from Krishna, and we're told by the Acharyas that in that mood, unlike in the presence of Krishna, where he's totally consuming one's attention and everything else goes into soft focus or blurs. Just like in photography, there's a way to focus on an individual and everything else blurs. Because Krishna is so intense, his beauty is so inconceivably intense and magnetic, that in his presence, it's totally devouring. Therefore, he's known as Krishna. He has that type of magnetism. So we're told, in separation from Krishna, some sort of ecstatic inversion takes place, and that attraction and perception is transferred to the environment, so that everything becomes a reflection of Krishna. So she's, whether she's talking to the bumblebee or they're the queens of Dwaraka and their separation, are addressing everything in the environment. They're seeing now, they're, what is within their hearts, they assume is within everyone else. sometimes when we associate with devotees, I would think that. And say, why do they assume that we also think all these things? They're telling us about Krishna or Mahaprabhu or devotion to Krishna, so many things. And there seems to be this underlying assumption that we'll share this along with them, or that we see things the same way. But there's some higher level indications that underscore that type of heart benevolence. Krishna consciousness is an extension of that consciousness to others. That is Hari Kirtan, Hari Katha, to extend Krishna conception to others. So when Radharani, the gopis, when Mother Yashoda, the whole group, when they're feeling separation from Krishna, what do they do to console themselves? They talk about Krishna. Radharani and her divine madness is saying the idea that we should learn how to meditate on Krishna and think about Krishna and take the name of Krishna and hear, that is not our problem. That's not what we're suffering from here. But it is just the opposite. We can't stop talking about Krishna. We can't stop thinking about Krishna. We can't stop taking the name of Krishna. We want some relief from this. So, because Krishna, she thought this was absurd. She said, before, you, when they met in Kurukshetra, she said, you sent Uddhava with this message that we should all become yogis. Like, we should learn from Rohini how we can meditate on Krishna. But she says, we cannot do that. We're cowgirls. Like, sometimes you see in India, what modern-day cowgirls do. They're taking the cow dung and throwing and churning milk. So in the Bhagavatam we revealed, what are their activities? They say when Yashoda, when they're another gopi, they've got the butter churning rod, then their ornaments are making some little like the kirtan. There's one lady who comes in Vrindavan. They call that lady called Gopi, and her bangles are like the kartals, and she plays the drum and does her kirtans. So the gopis, they have different ornaments, and the Bhagavatam describes how beautiful they look when they're making butter and yogurt and sandesh and all these things, and their bangles are making a little percussion sound, and they're singing about all the different pastimes of Krishna. And it's that vibration that's the vibration that's filling the sky and purifying this world, the next world, and any other world. It's so deep and far-reaching. It's purifying everything. That Hari Katha. That's why we're here. Because they sit and do this. So they're saying that you would send somebody to us and tell us that we should start practicing yoga and learning how to concentrate ourselves and think about you. This is some kind of a joke. It's an absurd joke. You're insulting us. That is not our difficulty. Radharani says, Yad anucharite lila karna piyusha vipru satkhir dadana vidusa danda dharma vinashta. He says, because one drop, piyusha vipru, of the nectar of hearing about Krishna has inconceivable potency. A drop of Harikatha, of the real thing. That's why we're suspicious of those who claim to be relishing and swimming in oceans of nectar. Because according to Radharani, she's told what the effects of a drop of the real substance will be. How can it have such potency? We're told that within this world, we hear of, Guru Maharaj gave one example, and we have to see in the movies, where the thieves, there's a safe, and they want to get in the safe, and they always pull out this liquid and they put, and then it burns a hole in the metal, and then the safe opens up, and then they take all the wealth, right? Because that, whatever that liquid is, it has that kind of potency, right? So we're told our hearts are like those safes. We've kept the wealth, the real wealth of the heart is locked up inside under layers and layers of ego, right? This is not a simple thing. Srila Guru Maharaj said it may take lifetimes to get rid of one layer of ego, lifetimes of culture to get rid of a layer. This isn't going to happen overnight, right? Or on a weekend seminar, right? Like Friday, you're going to go in Friday, and Monday morning you're going to come out, you know, Krishna prames. It doesn't happen like that, right? But the potency of Krishna katha, a drop of that can dissolve all the layers of ego that are covering the heart. Srila Gurudev's example he liked to give is when, say a room is dark, so when you bring a candle in that room, it's illumined. Right? Say the room was dark for a week, when you bring the candle in, it's illumined. Say that room had been closed for 1,000 years, when you bring the candle in, it's illumined. Say that room has been sealed for 1,000,000,000,000 years, when you bring the candle in, it's illumined. So we don't have to be overly concerned with how long we've been here. Forever. Well, how long is forever? You figure it out. It's long enough. Don't worry about calculating how long that is. But when this light comes in, then there's illumination. It doesn't matter how long it was. So once you get, when you get the connection of a devotee and you hear some real Harikatha, a drop of Krishna Katha, Radharani herself says, that's enough. You're finished. You're a goner. Then everything that is near and dear to you will become disgusting and tasteless and lifeless and useless and of no longer any interest. What to speak if you hear more than that? As he's saying, that's a drop of the effect of this. So also we hear that, you know what potassium cyanide is? You know cyanide, Rohini, that poison? Where you take one drop of it and it kills you? Right? So, if you say, well, hey, I drank a bottle of this stuff and nothing happened to me, then you can only conclude it's not the real stuff. Because a drop has this effect. If you're taking repeatedly, you know, large dosages, then we can only begin to doubt the potency of that substance. There's something wrong there. So, Srila Guru Maharaj will remind us, it is a plane of, how do you connect with that? Through self-sacrifice, self-giving. That there's self-sacrifice, and higher than that is self-forgetfulness. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakab, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. What time is it?
It's 8:00.
Okay. So, Srila Guru Maharaj says, I preferred more Ramachandra and Ram Lila in the beginning. He said, then Radharani and Mahaprabhu. He said, because Krishna, he's a consumer, right? Baba Brahi Janata. Krishna, he's the Akila Rasamrita Murti. He's the Rasa man. He's the Rasamoy Rasa. He's that. So he's the supreme enjoyer. He's enjoying everyone. There's no quantity that he cannot consume. He said, so I was not so much attracted to that type, but rather what attracted me was self-sacrifice. self-giving. So my tendency was more towards Radharani and Mahaprabhu. And then he said, in a very sweet way, he said, but recently, I have developed some attraction for Krishna. He said, because I can understand, if you don't appreciate him, you can't find a place in Radharani's groove. Because her everything is to satisfy Krishna. To the degree, not just of self-sacrificing, but to the point of self-forgetfulness. Because within the concept of self-sacrifice is some idea still of who I am and what I'm sacrificing. I'm sacrificing this of myself. But in self-forgetfulness, there's no concept of who one is. Just total absorption in the other. So Srila Guru Maharaj will remind us that that world that we seek admission into, Shraddha Mayoyam Loka, Srila Gurudev called Seva Mayoyam Loka. It's a world that's based upon faith, service, self-sacrifice, self-forgetfulness, Atmanivedanam, giving oneself over. Then, that Seva Mukhe Hijavaru Shrayam, Swayam Eva Spurtira. That's what ignites the illumination of Krishna conception. Yes. Jai Kumari Karshi Shri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Yuki Jai Undu Shupad Maramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Sutarasa Shri Srimad Shila Bhakti Sandra Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Shila Bhakti Rakhak Shri Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Bhagavan Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pad Shila Gokishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Shila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Shri Pad Guru Varga Ki Jai. Shri Prema Sagho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nisthananda Shri Adaita Radha Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Govinda Shama Sundara Radha Kunda Gita Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadvip Dham Ki Jai. Shri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Shri Guru Mahar Samadhi Mandir Ki Jai. Shri Mahaprabhu Chandan Yatra Mandir Ki Jai, Shri Govinda Kunda Ki Jai, Shri Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. No, it's not the Adivasi yet, but coming soon, Shri Gurudev Vyasa Puja Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Go Brahmanandir,
Bhakti Surya Goswami Maharaj.